Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Lead is 7 for Phoenix. Quigley hits again. 26 from Allie Quigley. Griner's 3. Rebound Parker. She's left alone. Mission accomplished. That's it. For the first time in franchise history, the Chicago Sky are WNBA champions.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I had flashbacks from high school when I first realized, like, we won the state championship, and it was kind of like similar. I don't know. It was amazing to just hug my dad and my mom and my family, and I don't know. It's just an amazing feeling to be from here and see so many people in the stands that have been supporting you since you started. Like, I sent Allie a picture this morning of us when we were in high school, and it was like, man, not bad for two suburban kids, right? Like, playing in the WNBA finals together. So I think it's just a moment where you just have to really take it in. And so that's what that was.
Candace Parker came here to do one thing, and in her first year, she did it. How great was that, watching the Sky win the title last night?
That was a highlight courtesy of ESPN, and the number of moments, the little things, that whole fourth quarter, and thanks to everybody on Twitter as I was finishing up writing about the Bears, that, hey, don't miss this fourth quarter. You know, they're down 11. Might have been down 11.
It was 11 in the fourth, 14 in the game at one point.
And it was just, when you felt it building and the energy in that building, and they start missing layups, and the number of people involved, Stephanie Dolson was just a stalwart down the stretch. And everybody hitting shots. You know, it was Candace Parker herself makes a shot, but then she realizes near the end that they were probably going to win. And it's just the tears of joy start coming. And I don't know if it was Courtney Vandersloot or Allie Quigley who you saw walk over to, like, hey, this isn't over yet. It's not crying time yet. Just pull yourself together. Let's finish this thing off. Like, not yet. And yelling at her. Like, obviously, clearly she's going through some stuff out there.
Yeah, there's 10 seconds left in the game.
Yeah.
And Vandersloot was at the free throw line icing it. And Quigley got in her face and said, hey, you know, like you said.
Right, chill out. There's a time and a place for this, but let's take it easy.
Allie Quigley, by the way, what a performance in the fourth quarter to get them within range. And you said, you talked about Dolson getting them ahead for the lead. And Candace Parker in the third quarter, when they were down 14, like you said, Layla, she took over at the midway point of the third quarter, finished that quarter. Quigley took over at the beginning of the fourth, and it was back and forth. That was really, really fun to watch. Like, emotionally, you could feel it. The energy at Wintrust Arena was outstanding. That was super entertaining.
It was. And then
Mercury won't meet the media.
Yeah, what is that? This is the WNBA finals. You are not allowed to just take your ball and go home like that. I can't believe that wasn't stopped. But let's not take away what we saw. It wasn't just that. There were just good plays in the game. You know, talk about Parker and just the outlet pass that she had to Kalia Copper. Like, that was just the looks they were getting inside, and then the inside-outside game. The threes that Quigley knocked down, too, were so clutch. And they go on that 9-0 run, too, in the second quarter to get back in it. And, man, you could exactly see what was happening. And then, of course, I think at the end she was like, oh, this was the thing I needed to do. This was it. Like, win for my hometown team. I came back here after 13 seasons away, and she was able to pull it off. It was Mission accomplished is the best way to put it, I think.
And I was wondering, too, that are Allie Quigley and Courtney Vandersloot the first married couple to win a team sport championship together?
And we talked about this before the show started. We all had to start thinking off the top of our heads about doubles tennis.
Like a
was brought
mixed
up.
Doubles tennis. I think there was a squash team that was a husband and wife. But
and I know, at least in the women's hockey space, the Olympic teams have had married couples before, but I don't know if they played on the same team at the same time.
Right.
I'd have to look it up.
This could be one of those things. And I'm loving the idea of like a typical married couple and they're going to like, you know, the celebration or the parade or the whatever the next party is. And it's like, okay, honey, how late are we staying? I don't know. Did you bring keys? I don't know. Well, we didn't eat. When are we going to eat? We eat before or we going to eat after? Well, I thought you ate before. You said it was a late lunch. I know, but now I'm hungry. Well, look, if you didn't bring keys, you can go. I'll stay. No, that's fine. I'll go. I need to get to bed anyway. It's just you're not talking about a championship celebration and being involved in it and passing a trophy around and having those conversations.
No, that's a fun angle of this, too. But just for the Sky.
Oh, it's so cool.
To be able to come out the way they did to win that game and especially after, I think, Phoenix, that was a competitive game. And for them to close it out the way they did with the runs and just coming back from that big lead being down, it was a storybook ending to that season.
You know the sign of a well-coached team? When they're able to take turns, but it doesn't look like they're taking turns. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Where a really well-coached, a team that where they understand each other sort of innately. When there can be some one-on-one opportunities, there can be some two-person game. I got to change my vernacular. Do they call it two-man game in the WNBA? But when they refer to that, like there were times when people knew it was their shot or knew it was their opportunity, yet we always decry turn-taking. That is in the fourth quarter of a championship clinch, and it was all okay. And to me, that's just the sign of a really good coaching job.
Agreed. And it just got the job done. They shared the ball. You saw the extra passes still being made. We talk about that inside-outside game leading to the key threes from Quigley, Parker, and then inside to Dahlstrom. And they found the open people, and it was working.
Vandersloot had the turnaround jumper in the paint.
Yeah.
That was a huge shot.
The swish, yeah.
Yeah, and you talked about Kalea Copper, the MVP of the series. I mean, this is, you know, you talk about the significance of the win. I think it's such a cool local angle to talk about Candace Parker and Allie Quigley, that relationship. You know, Allie Quigley's been a part of this this organization since 2013. And you talk about Candace Parker being in the WNBA since 2008. This is the culmination of, like, two greats in the history of this sport. And, you know, obviously just being ignorant to the sport, I love the fact that we are now getting more of it to the forefront and using Chicago as a little bit of a propeller here, right? I mean, this is one of the largest media markets in the country. A little upset that it mirrored the Bears and the Packers during the afternoon, but we got to catch the end of it, and I hope this is the beginning of more exposure for this sport.
Well, if they're this good, it will be. I mean, this is sort of it's also the trap that also happens like every year when it was, whether it was Brandi Chastain or like, now this will do it. Now this is the moment. We do tend to jump to thinking that, or look at the Blackhawks. Now hockey is here to stay in Chicago, and it'll always be at the forefront. It's like,
yeah, you can't force.
You can't force it.
However, if there is more exposure, maybe more eyes, and maybe there is eventually more interest.
There's one way to get that job done if you're the team, and that is to win. And they did. They did their job. And then Candace Parker came out here to do one thing, and she got it done.
I would also say follow it up with the best PR you possibly can have. Follow that up with getting your players out there, with answering every request you can with a yes, of making sure that the next phases of allowing for those opportunities are professional and forward-thinking and proactive.
Yes. When we request to talk to players, we want to hear from them for a reason. People want to hear from them. Everybody wants to get to know them more. This is their time. And that's what we're trying to do as well.
And that's why the WNBA cannot let the Phoenix Mercury say, yeah, after finals, we're not talking. That's Bush League stuff. That is absolutely unforgivable.
Be better.
Yes, as a league, as a team, the coach, have them out there. That is, you can't do that.
Especially when you've got veterans on that team like Diana Taurasi.
She's 40 years old. She's everything. A face of the game.
She scares the hell out of me.
She's bad. Man, you do not want to fight her. She'll kill you.
And I want to hear what she has to say. The insight that she brings and the understanding. Like, that's something that people deserve to hear. You also don't ever miss Lance Briggs and what he has to say. And he's been at the center of some discussion. He's also joining Anthony Heron for the latest Miller Lite Top Draft show this season from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Beacon Tap in Des Plaines. While you're there, register for a chance to win Miller Lite loft tickets for a future Bears home game. Brought to you by Miller Lite, the proud beer partner of your Chicago Bears. Taste Bears fans can depend on. It's Miller time.
She's Layla Rahimi. I'm Dan Bernstein. Transition time next. Always entertaining on a Bears Monday to bring in Lawrence Holmes. He's coming up on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.